Looking ahead to the new League of Ireland season and a big double signing for First Division side Cove Ramblers was the Galvin twins, Evan and Corey, on a return from England, are joining Stephen Henderson's side for the upcoming season. Evan, congratulations, I suppose, on joining Cove.
It was the right move for us, really. We came back and we went to Waterford, we had 10 games, we'd done well. Like, we have that, we have the first team games on our CV now, but when Hendo came in, it just made sense. It's down the road, and he was speaking about, he just kind of laid it out for us and how they were building, how the club was progressing, and it made sense to go there, so we're both delighted.
Now, as you say there, like, we'll talk more maybe about your English football, but Corey, the conversation with Stephen Henderson, as Evan says there, us, you were back together and you went to Cove together, so talk about that conversation.
Well, Hendo laid it out, like, you get some people, you go for an interview with them, you go for a chat, and they kind of over-exaggerate and hype things up and dress it up, and there was none of that. He laid it all out. He was very honest about where the club was at, what he's looking to try and do. Obviously, he spoke before, his ultimate aim is to get the club back to semi-professional status, and they've stabilised the club now. Obviously, it's down the road, it's local. He's brought in loads of new players, and we're optimistic that we'll have a good season.
Evan, tell us about coming back to Ireland and going in with Waterford last season, because I understand you were with City before that.
When we came back from England, we were both just training at Cork City. I text someone I know at the club just to get a couple of numbers for League of Ireland managers, just to try and get myself a club again. I started training with John Caulfield, which was great. You know, he was brilliant when we came back. We were training there full time. Obviously, we went to Waterford then, and obviously that at City then, that tailed off. We started training at Waterford, and we had the last 10 games of the season there, which was brilliant as well, down in Waterford. Like, there was a bit of travelling involved, but the way we were playing at Waterford, we had a couple of Cork lads, so it was good. It just made sense to go there.
And Corey, it's obviously going to make a big difference to the start of this season, but just to come back, get in with the team, be on the scene, and get game time at Waterford, it was very positive.
Yeah, well, obviously we were coming back. We went away at, I was 15, Evan was 16, going to England. So with regard to League of Ireland managers knowing us, most probably wouldn't have had a clue as to who we were. We obviously didn't know much about the league either. We left young, and obviously it was about coming back. You have to try and make some bit of a name for yourself. You need to play games, get yourself out there, and obviously try and attract interest. So you're coming back, you're not looking to sit on the bench for anyone. We came back, there was 10, 15 games left in the season. It was about playing as many games as we could, and obviously we did that at Waterford. So,
Evan, tell us about your move across to England for football, and who you played with, where you played over there.
I started off with Leeds, which was my local club in Cork, when I was 5 or 6. I was there for 7 or 8 years, and I went to Corinthians on the south side for 3 years. And again, even looking back on it, we were only 12 or 13. That was like a career move as well, because it was the best team at our age in Cork. All the lads from the Kennedy Cup side were there, and it just, two of us went as well. So I think we had 5 or 6 on the Kennedy Cup squad that year at Corinthians. At 16 then, I went to Burnley. I was there for 2 years as an apprentice and 1 year as a professional. And no, it was good, great experience. You learn loads about the strength and conditioning side of it, sports psychology, all the different areas that go into a good performance. Like, you learn a lot, and it was a great experience, and it stood me in good stead coming home. So,
What about yourself, Corey?
Yeah, well, I went to 15. I just done my junior cert, and I was gone. So I was delighted, to be honest. School wasn't really for us, so to be getting away at 15 was a dream, obviously. Again, as Evan said, it was a beneficial experience, more than people talk about it being good and bad. But regardless of that, it was a great experience, in terms of, you come back, you have an idea of how the business side of it works. Obviously, it's big business in England, so you've experienced that. And if you do go back, you have an idea of what it's like. You've been in that environment full-time. Obviously, going away at 15, 16 to an environment that's full-time, you're training with full-time players, you're working with managers, you're working with different people, you learn an awful lot, and you develop, probably in a full-time environment, I would say a little bit more than you would here. You kicked on, so that's obviously stood to us coming back.
Well, yeah, because there might be young footballers listening, kind of wondering what it's like to move over at such a young age. Yeah. Corey, like, just take us inside kind of that whole process, and you're so young, you're 15 years of age, and you find yourself, you know, trying to break into the professional scene over there.
Well, I went over as a schoolboy for a year, so I was playing kind of with the 16s, but it was full time. I was training with the 18s every day, and I trained with the reserves every now and again. So it was like a lot of people, I see lads coming over now from Ireland, especially when I was there was a lot of lads came over from Ireland, and I kind of looked after them because I knew what it was like. Like when I went over, I was living with a Welsh fella and a Scottish lad, and they looked after me. They were both obviously away from home, but I settled in quick enough. It was the first kind of month or so, 6 weeks was kind of when you're adjusting to it, but after that then you wake up and you're like, I'm playing football for them, I'm training every day. It's in comparison, obviously, I have a brother then, he's back home, he was in school, he was in fourth year, like, so, you know what I mean, you kind of, you look at it then and you appreciate it, like, and I was doing what I was doing every day, so.
It's extremely tough though, Evan, and I suppose, you know, it didn't work out, for now, we'll say.
For now, yeah, I'll say for now, I wouldn't say it didn't work out, but again, going back to what Corey was saying there about four young lads who are listening, who may be going away this year, or next year, and they're at that stage now, they're doing the emerging talent, the Irish stuff. Like going to England, it's a real eye-opener. It was for me anyway. I was playing local football in Cork with friends and lads I'd grown up with. I was in school and you go to England and as Corey says, it's big business. And the best way to describe football is it's a brutal business with a very short memory. Like you go over, you have to realise very quickly that the fellas you're training with and their work colleagues, they're not your friends. They're not going to look out for your best interests. So in terms of, like you hear the term busy this, busy that all the time if you're doing extra stuff, and I got that a lot, which didn't really bother me, like, but
explain that to us, what do you mean?
If you're doing extra stuff in the gym or you're doing extra training or you're doing stuff to better you, for you to succeed over there, then you get people in your ear a lot because they don't do it.
Okay.
So it's like people think football is it's a very glamorous life and it's all happy and the training ground and dressing rooms can be very, very cold places. So all I'd say to any young fella going over is remember why you're there, remember who you're there for, grow a thick skin and do what you have to do for you and don't worry about the fellas in the dressing room who are talking to you and the people around the club who are whispering stuff behind your back because it doesn't matter and you need to just do things for you. Like and I took that approach coming home as well. And it's slightly different in the League of Ireland because they're all Irish lads and there was a slight difference. And I have nothing against English people here now, but there's a slight difference between the English lads and the Irish lads. And especially when I was at Burnley, there was an Irish lad with me, who I got along with very well, and we kind of, you'd stick together, like. And it was the same with the Australian lads over there. They stuck together. People bunched together as well, like. But just, if you're going over there, just remember why you're there and who you're doing it for. And don't worry about the people talking about you, because any Irish lad going across now tomorrow, they're going to have the exact same thing when they go over, like.
But I'd imagine, Corey, coming back with that experience to your home county, playing with a club like Cove, you can look forward to maybe enjoying football in that parochial sense with people who can become your friends.
Well, yeah, I've my friends made, to be honest. Like, football, one, obviously, it's something that I'm looking to form a career and have a career at a high level, and that's the ultimate aim. So it's a business at the end of the day. I was out of that mentality when I was away anyway. I have my friends at home. I didn't go out too often. I went out. There was Irish lads over. There was a lad, he's playing the league now, Jack Doherty. He was at Ipswich for the time. Mark Timlin, who just signed for Pats, was at Ipswich. We used to go out and socialise. Irish lads, as Evan said, you form little cliques. Like, but at the end of the day, I had my friends made. I know a lot of the Cove lads anyway. I knew Christopher McCarthy, I grew up with him. I knew Ant O'Donnell. I played with Stephen Christopher with Corinthians for a couple of years. So I knew a lot of the lads, but I'm looking, coming back to the League of Ireland wasn't I want to move home, you know what I mean, and play football. It was a career, it's a career move. It was a case of, right, you look at your options, you're realistic about them, you're trying to further your career. The League of Ireland was the best place for us to do that, where we were 19 coming back. Like, you could always go and sit in someone's 21s in an academy and it looks great. Like, you know, I play for this club, I play for that club. But, like, these people, like, tend to care what others think. And you're not actually better in your career, better in you or anything. So, obviously for us, it was to come back, play first team games, play in the League of Ireland. And we're doing that. It's a career move and we're trying to build, so.
And it's exciting because Stephen Henderson has recruited really well and Cove can look at this season with a lot of opportunity out there.
Yeah, well, he's done really well. He's got, I think, kind of two players for every position. There's a big squad. You've strength and depth. I think, just, what, 25, 26 players there. We had, I think, 8 or 9 injuries for the cup game against Corinthians. Like, but he still, do you know what I mean? We still had a full bench, full squad of players. He was able to make changes. that didn't weaken the side. So he's done really well with his recruitment, and we're optimistic.
And Evan, you're obviously highly experienced players now coming back, but because of having that many players in the squad, it's going to be competitive even for the best of players in that squad.
Yeah, it's going to be competitive, but we're not going to get anywhere if we're not competing with each other. So the training sessions need to be harder than the games. Like if we're training hard all week and we're competing against one another, and it's a very high standard, then like hopefully the games will be even easier than the training sessions. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be hard. You're supposed to be competing for places, and that's the only way you're going to get better. And I think that we have a big squad. We've plenty of experience. Obviously, me and Corey were young, but to say we're inexperienced is rubbish, really, because we were in England for 3 years. We've played as many football games as anybody else. We were away with the Irish stuff. So we know what the game is like as well at this age, and we're still learning. And then you've lads like Shane O'Connor, Kevin Mulcahy. You've all the lads in the group, and we have a good blend of experience and a little bit of inexperience with some of the 19s who are with us. But it's as we learned down in Spike, it's very much about the squad and the team. So, no, I think we'll have a very good season.
Yeah, tell us about Spike Island, because Stephen Henderson was tweeting pictures last weekend and it looked mental. We've heard about teams going out here, but it's intense.
It was brilliant. It was very, very intense now. It's army style training. We got off the boat and we were doing push-ups. I'd say we did about 100 push-ups done before we even started in the rain. We were doing push-ups in the sea, dragging a rope up hills, little rifles and boxes. It was brilliant. Now it was designed to break you mentally, and physically. And I suppose you don't know whether it does or it doesn't. You're the only one who knows that. But it was hard, and it was. By the end of the day, we definitely learned that it's a team effort and it's a squad effort. We did a little trial at the end. We had to get through an obstacle course in under 20 minutes, and you have to help the fella next to you. If you don't do it, you can forget getting there in 20 minutes. And we got there, I think, 19:20 or something, 19:30. But it was good, but it was very hard. No, yeah. I'll go there again, yeah.
Good, good. Well, Cork Camogie were in last year after their All-Ireland success, and they referenced the benefit it was to their season, so hopefully the same for yourselves. Corey, when you're speaking here today about coming back to the League of Ireland, you're talking about we at all times. Obviously, as twins, you'll see brothers in teams, but twins. When's the last time you played together? Obviously, you were together at Waterford, but before that?
Corinthians. I left. Evan was still there for another year, and then he left, but we didn't, Burnley is kind of toward Manchester, and Ipswich is toward London, so we're about 4.5-5 hours away from each other, and the way it is anyway, you're in every day, most days, especially when you're an apprentice, and you're in twice a day a lot of the time, and you're not going travelling 5 hours, to spend a weekend in Manchester, because generally you're in the next day anyway, you're not off too often. So we didn't actually see each other at all. We played with Corinthians, didn't play with each other for about 4 years, barely seen each other for the 4 years I was away. It was kind of twice a year, so it was great. So,
how do you think that dynamic is going to work out, Evan? Back playing together, having gone away and done so much apart, now you're back together.
I don't mind playing with him. Living with him is a completely different story, Anna, it was. We didn't mind being away from each other. Again, Corey had the offer at 15 to go to Ipswich. I was never going to tell him, hang on and wait for me. It was. You can leave school, go and play and train full time. Go. I don't want you here anyway. Nah, I'm not joking. It was just go. And then obviously I got my chance at 16 to go away. And so you can text, Skype, Facebook, Twitter. You're in constant contact with one another anyway, and our family and our friends back home. So it wasn't too difficult being away for a couple of years. It didn't really bother us, to be honest.
Good. We joked about it before coming on air that, I'm struggling here at the moment, having just met you for the first time, just to differentiate. But on the field of play, Corey, would you kind of cause trouble for the opposition trying to figure things out? But I suppose maybe not too much in football?
No, we play completely differently. To be honest, we played completely different positions. He was kind of holding midfielder more, while he was playing in midfield, where he kind of dropped in, and I was more an attacking player. So we play completely differently anyway. And if we go into a new environment with new players, they'll be able to distinguish after a half an hour on the training pitch who's who, because we play, as I said, play completely differently. So no, I don't think anyone will have a problem.
Generally, the pre-season is going very well for you, though.
Yeah, it's going well. Oh yeah, I picked up a little injury there a couple of weeks ago, just a little niggle. So I'm just waiting to kind of find out what that is properly, but pre-season's been great. As I said, going to a new club, we're used to that kind of thing anyway, and going into an environment where we don't necessarily know everyone, but it always helps if you do. We knew four or five of the lads at Cove quite well, and obviously there are Cork lads as well, and that makes a difference. So pre-season's been good. Everyone looks sharp. There's pre-season games really now are kind of starting to ramp up, so we'll have a good few games now before the start of the season. Obviously there's the Munster Senior Cup tie, and then you're back into it.
Can I ask you, Evan, about the reception from all the squad? Obviously you knew a few players, but you're two guys coming from England, like, so was everybody very welcoming, or were they kind of wondering what you'd be like because you're coming from England?
I don't know. You, like, to be honest, you'd have to ask the lads what they were thinking. I suppose when we went to Waterford, it was grand. We knew a couple of the lads. We're not on an ego trip. We're not big time Charlies. Like, we do our own training and we prepare as well ourselves. So we weren't walking around thinking we were the bees and knees because we came home from England or anything. Like, they've all been great. We got along with everyone since we went down. But when we were at Waterford and since we went to Cove, we knew a couple of the lads, which helped. But I suppose they were probably thinking, what do you expect here now? Like, but no, we were grand. Grand, and everyone else was grand to us. We enjoy it down in Cove. Good environment, good atmosphere. The staff are good. The squad is good. We're all kind of pulling in the one direction. So we're expecting a good season.
It's well organised.
It's very well organised. Since we went down, Hendo's on top of things. It's a very, very well run. Like, obviously Hendo's involved. He's the manager, but his wife is involved. They're all kind of quite close. I think it's well set up, it's well organised, so that makes a difference. Like, you know what I mean? You know what you're doing. All the lads get along. Training's competitive, but we all get along at the same time. Everyone is, they all work hard. Like, he's recruited well, but we all believe that if we do work hard, we stick together, then we actually can have a very good season. Like, so the atmosphere has been brilliant since we went down, so it's been a good start.